January 11th, 1987, and Sunday. Continued.
Stop in the Sire, he holds the reins. So this is only for the top of the radio.
Shir Chav Zayin, in Bav Metziah Valosh Yeshiva, Yud Al Teves Etov Shemem Zayin, December 12, 1987, Monday.
Mentioned in the name of Rabbi Yude. Rabbi Yude heard from Mashmuel that Mashmuel mentioned to our Lord, one in respect to Rochel, and one Aloch in respect to Man. One is Kone, one is not Kone. Now the question was, were the two Alochas mentioned by Mashmuel in connection with Roch Bechud and Manu Bechud, or in connection with two Alochas were mentioned in connection with Roch Bechud? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yisrael didn't know. He had a suffering because he heard from Rabbi Yude. And Rabbi Yude had a suffering. Whether Mashmuel mentioned the halacha in connection with Roch Bechud and Manu Bechud. And if he did, so then he obviously must have said that Roch Bechud is not coming, Manu Bechud is coming. Couldn't have said otherwise that Manu Bechud is not coming, or perhaps he mentioned the two Alochas, not in connection with Roch Bechud and Manu Bechud, because as far as Roch Bechud and Manu Bechud is concerned, so each one is an effective king by itself, but he mentioned the Alochas in connection with the kings where the two come together. So then it's possible either way. If he mentioned the Alochas in connection with Roch Bechud and Manu Bechud, there are no two ways. Then it is obvious that he said Roch Bechud is not Kone, Manu Bechud is Kone. But if Shmuel had mentioned the two Alochas in connection with Roch the Mokimanik, so then there are two of them. Either he said Roch Mokimanik is Kone, or he said Manu Mokim Rochov is king. So at that point, there is a machleket between Rashi and this. Assuming that Mar Shmuel had mentioned Aloch in connection with Hochob Mokimani, and then we don't know whether he said Hochob Mokimani Biskeine, Manik Mokim Hochob Nat, or vice versa. So according to Tesla's, if we assume that Mar Shmuel had mentioned Aloch in connection with Hochob Mokimani, then the two alternatives are in connection with the effectiveness of the kinyan Hochob Mokimani, or the effectiveness of the kinyan of the manik Mokimani. So, but one thing is sure, if Mar Shmuel had mentioned Aloch, the two Alochas in connection of Hochob Mokimani, so then it means that Hochob Mokimani came and Manik Mokimani came. But in the case where they come together, so then there is a question whether Hochob is came or Manik is came. So the subject is only whether Hochob, when they come together, whether Hochob is came or Manik is came. But as far as being in Murzek is concerned, so then there is no doubt that as long as Hochob Yehudi is gone, and as long as Manik Yehudi is gone, so when the two come together, so both are considered normal. But the Shaila is, which is the predominant Kinyan, and which Kinyan is Mivatel, which, when the two come together. That's according to Tesis. According to Rashi, and Tesis is to agree with the Litvo and the Chasam Dalet, according to Rashi. So, if we assume that Shmuel mentioned the two Alochas in connection with Hochob Mokimani, so then it means that Hochob Mokimani is Kene and Manik Mokimani. And Manik Mokimani is Kene. So according to Rashi, it also means that Hochob Mokimani is Kene as a Kinyan, and Manik Mokimani is Kene as a Kinyan. But the subject is, when two come together, one is Hochob, one is Manik, Zeyna Kulashali. So, who is the more predominant music? So, there is a possibility that Shmuel said, when the two come together, so even though each one is an effective kinyan by itself, and each one is an effective kinyan when the two come together, but when it's a question of music, so when one is Hochob, one is Manik, and Zeyna Kulashali, the other one, then the Manik says Kulashali. So then, one is considered as the Muzik, and the other one is the Meiti, so merely belongs to that one. So we don't know which one, but the Hochob or the Manik. So in other words, Rashi Shite is the other pole of Tesis. Oh, that's it. Now, what's the Maskone? How do we pass? So, from the Pashtus of the Gemara, it appears, that the Gemara was, so if Hochob Mokimani is not here, then obviously, Hochob Mokimani, so the Manik is Kene, and the Hochob is not Kene, so go to our table. Now, let's see how the Gemara passes. Let's look at the Rambam in Klaus. Hamanik Sitkes Aboi Vayish Nikol Sitkes Aboi. Pirk Tess Mishas Klai Maloche Tess. פרק טס מוכת פרעה וחת אגלו של ימי שכני סוכביים הישי בעגול הולד so ישי ביקורים זה ואף על פי של אינית שישיבוסי ירמז לבהימו שתמשך העגול but he was not money both yet even though he was not money garago but if he should call him, he couldn't be money garago only when he sits on the pain himself so then he could be money garago but when he sits in the vehicle so then he could be money garago he's still a the RLP shall be enough she was a iremes with him or she team shechago because due to the fact that the behemoth feels the pressure of the person that is on top of it, so really it makes a footstep. So it's also the hospital. So really it's considered like manik, so he's even lab of Lissachis, Bishir, Bahameya, Yao. The question is, but Shmuel was mafich. A lot has to be like Rachon. Now, in the Mishnah it says, Hamanik see the Sabbath and she calls it Sabbath. So the Chachomim say that it's high. And the Meir is better. But Ma'atich Shmuel, the Tome the Chachomim pay. And the Gemara doesn't mention that the Emin on the Rambah is Chalik and Shmuel. So then, according to Shmuel, who reversed the Rambah, so Chachomim Ma'atich, so the Allah should be like Chachomim. The Tocho of his Emelik, because Rochu b'fnei atzmei is loy kone. And if Rochu b'fnei atzmei is loy kone, so then certainly Rochu mokin manik, so the manik is kene and the Rochu is not kene. But the Ramon Paskin is not like Shmo. So the Rishim say, the Rosh, the Old Rishim say, that this is the shita of the Rifos. Now let's look up the Rif here. My drama. Now, the Gemara said, Meise, hoyu shnayim rechno gab leimo, mani hile rab rab meya, hashti yeshi kone rochnu, el lab rabomo un shmanu rochof kone, hochem maaskinom bimanu birab. So, the Gemara applies the Mishnah of shnayim rechno, gab leimo, yachu rochof un manu, the case where the rochof is manu birab. Because otherwise, if it's not money that I brought, seeing Shmuel being more mentioned, that Shmuel holds the Troch by itself, even when it's not to get all the money, is not Kene, some male in the case where they come together, so of course, the Rochu, the money is the Mosek, and the Rochu is no Mosek, because a Rochu by itself is not Kene. Now the Ri, when he mentions the Mishneh, the Mitarif when he mentions Mishneh Tal in the case, Holy Shnaim Rechnot Abreino, Holy Shechot Rechet Ahon Mani, Zeyn Akur Shri, Zeyn Akur Shri, Zeyn Yish Bashin Pach Chazilon Chachatio. And he doesn't say, Uy Kmin on the Masnissi, Ki Shemani Berab. So the Pashtes of the Rifi is, that the Mishneh apply as that is the case, when the Rochuf is not money berab. So if it's not money berab, so how can it be achrein? So according to Shmuel. So all the Rishim saying that means that we don't pass for like Shmuel. Why? Because after all, the Gemara doesn't mention that any Amire Israel can Shmuel. So they all say, I mean, the Mugiye say, and the Rosh Nukas Klai, not the Rosh Shia, but the Rosh Nukas Klai, and all the Rishayim say that in view of the fact that the Rosh Nukas is Hayi Hamani Ksipik is our boy, but he should be calling Ksipik is our boy. So the Chakamea Peter, Shmuel Yatako, but what's the text that is used in the Mishnah? The way the Gemara quoted it, all only says, Apir Shmuel, we told him that a pay from the Sayyidi Gibbon. So we say that if Shiki is, that only Shmuel was Mapir. But the other Chachom, the other Amoroim are not Mapir. Because if all the Chachom had been Mapir, so the Mishnah wouldn't even quote that Loshin, Haman is sick as Abdel, and he's called sick as Abdel. And how did it appear in the Mishnah? Rameya Peter, not the way Shmuel reversed the roles. If all the Chachomim, all the Amroim had agreed with Shmuel, then the word said today in the Mishnayos would be Hamani Ksefik is Aboim Vayeshi Bikorei Ksefik is Aboim Divrei Rameya Vachachomim Peter. It's not changed. Why? Because the Rishishi is since the Gemara itself floats that Rosh in the way it appears in the Mishneh. And then the Gemara says, Midap of Shmuel, so that implies Shmuel is the only one who is Mapich. But the other Amirim Machilik HaShmuel. So the other Amirim Machilik HaShmuel, so that means that according to Chachamim, so Yeshet Bikorein is Chai Malkes. How is Chai Malkes? He's becoming certainly not money garage. If somebody sits on the bain, he could be money garage, he could kick the bain. But if he sits in the vehicle, how could he kick the bain if he sits in the vehicle? So that means that according to the gear set, the way it appears in the Mishneh, so the Chachomim says, that Rochov is considered money. So Rochov is a kinyan. So Rochov is a kinyan. And Rochov bats me. Some melee in Rochov Ba'atzme is a kinyan, some melee that means that we don't pass the light Shmuel. So two Shmuel said to Alochis, one in respect to Rochov and Manik. And since Shmuel was Mapir, so it's a raya that Shmuel must have mentioned that to Alochis in connection with Rochov Ba'atzme and Manik with Ba'atzme. And he must have said that Manik is the one who is Kene and Rochov is not Kene. The Shmuel, but the other Chacham, who did not change the Yonseh, so they assume that Chachomim Amichai, so the Chachomim say that the Chochom of Neatzme is considered the Manuk and his Kohen. And if his Kohen is on the Mele, there is no Sophic, the Chochom of Manuk is also Kohen. That's why the Rif doesn't mention, when he mentioned the Mishnah, that Oyoshore Echot Chochom Echot Manuk. So Yaakov, he doesn't say, V'hami Mele Kishomani Garabo. Because that Ukim Gemara says, in order to explain Shmuel. But David doesn't pass like Shmuel. Why doesn't he pass like Shmuel? Because all the other Chachomim were not made here. They were Helik and Shmuel. And they held the Chochom with Neatmi the king. And the Chochom with Neatmi the king, and some Mele, there is nothing to discuss. So Chochom Machmani is also a king. He's also a king. That's the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam. So Mele the Rambam, too, when he mentions Ho Yishmaim Rechim Shechot Rochot Rechot Mani, he doesn't mention the Mani Meraglo. That's the Mukad the Rambam. Here it does not have Timmy. Does anyone have the Arama of Timmy? I'm sorry. What? The best Rambam is the Rambam. It was divided, you know, in four halakim. So we had one chilek. So we had Fam, Nizikin, Tir, and Melochim. Now, the test, you can stay in the meeting. Zayin, Shnayim, Shoyerich Sin Dichli Echot, Oy Shoyerich Meo Gabi Behim Achas, Oy Shoyerichot Reichi Gachot Manik, Oy Yeish Kim Yisararim Asholchiti, Menochi Bishinto, Chosu Shol Shneem, Zayin Mahako Shoyim, Zayin Mahako Shoyim, Kol Echot Min Shneem Nizba Bintit Aschai Fetch, Shein Lei Bozeh Hadobo Pochas Mechat Shriachle, Ito Bintzei Dabti Mani Baragot, but the more applies it to money, the other thing is, the more applies it to money, the other you can take it. The more applies it to money, the other in order to explain the Mishnah with the Shmuel. But the Rambam doesn't pass it like Shmuel. The Rif doesn't pass it like Shmuel either. Now, this is the sheet of the Rambam. Now, let's look into the Rosh. Or again, you can look into the Rif. I mean, the Rif doesn't say anything, but it doesn't apply it to Meharat Raglov. So in any way, they all assume that the Rif doesn't pass like Shmuel. Now, so first look into the Rif, the Abdalet on the base, the Mishnah of Shnayim Reichon, Gabeheim, Shnayim Reichon, Gabeheim, so the Kiesif says, Ho Shnayim Reichon, Gabeheim, Shnayim Reichon, Shmamim, Hochet, Reichon, Gabeheim, Shnayim Reichon, Nicknames behind him have the Benchorechim, Beit Romanid of Raglov, and Loy, the Holy Mashmas, in the tunnel is done. The tunnel is done. In not worthy. Because what the Gemara says is only to explain Shmuel, but we don't pass by Shmuel. How do we know that we don't pass by Shmuel? In view of the fact that the Gemara quoted the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah Klai, that the Chachamim, that the Chameya paid there, and Chachamim Chayvim, so that means that the other Amoraim do not change the Girsa in the Mishnah. So that means that the Chachamim say it's Chayvim. Yeshi Bikoran certainly is not Mani Garago. Why is it Chayev? What kind of Mochi? The answer is because since the Behine is also a protest in his own of feeling the pressure, so the Melee is considered as Imanic. So every Leichem is considered as Imanic. So the Melee, that means the Chochum Beatme is Kene. And since Chochum Beatme is Kene, so Chochum Magmanic is also Kene. And what the Gemara says, that's only a little bit Shmuel, but that's not a little bit. Now look into the Rosh, here I'm going to see it. How did he pass? The base on the base, in the Mishneh. Hoyushnein Reich, in paragraph Tesvot, in paragraph Design, sorry, paragraph Design. Mistable the Hilkasekabose, so the Rosh is Chilik and the Rif in the Rambam, and the Rosh says that since the Gemara doesn't mention anyone who is Chilik and Shmuel, so that means that Rochuv, and Shmuel definitely says Rochuv, but Meloikone, so Mele, that means that Alochi is Rochuv, but Meloikone. So when we say, Oh, Shayachot, Rechot, Mani, so is Yachleiku. So that's in the case where the Rochuv is a man in the Raglov, but where it's not a man in the Raglov, not. We ask the man in the Polikal, and from my Polish son, and Mr. Vilkabo say, the Rochuv, man in the Raglov, and it's a 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 man in the Raglov, שוויקה ואשי ונפל שכין דרך הנורים ונוח מתחרניהם כמשון כשנון דרוך ומניקה אחות כאן ושניהם so there's a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam. Now the Rosh היא אמרו נציאה is חלק הנורים ברמבם. The Rosh היא נלחס קליים says like Rambam. Samele, according to the Rosh, so if somebody will be Yeshiv Bikorei, according to the Rosh in Bavitzie, if somebody will be Yeshiv Bikorei, he'll be Potter of Moses. Because if he's not Mani Beradlov, so the Rochu is Batsmi, he's Loi Korei. Now let's go over the taste of Rochopodi and Bitopis. Again, we went over last year. Rochopodi and Bitopis, both in the form of Bitopis, the Radio, we were measuring each other, the Highland of Topis, both. Hello, my show, Topis, the Missile, they call it Topis, both. So taste says, that if we say Rochopodi, that if we say Rochopodi, so why is Rochopodi the Topis Bor? So there is the Topis Bor because he sits on it, because he's Topis Bor. But Tafid was because it's also Tafid Nisir. So we saw Mokhmokat Alish. So we went out to Tafid for the Azra Nam and Ab Mahmosi. We do know Mango in the Azra Mahmosi too. In other words, the question is this, when the Gemara says, Rocha Tafid Tafid, does the Gemara mean that the Tafid was by itself so makes it only, or the fact that Asle Machmasa Purte plus Tophis Bo, that makes it only. But the Tophis Bo by itself doesn't make it only. Because what is Tophis Bo by itself without the element of Asle Machmasa Purte, what does it mean? Doesn't mean anything. The itself in the Tophis Bo by the Machmasa, you give a man body to Machmasa today. Not because of the two elements of Ozle Machmosi Porte plus Tophipo. You came up as you some of the Asian Porter, for Hanam the Ochbukone, while the clients, how can the more equate Kinyan with right? While the client in Tom Cloud between Selvadra Machmosi, when the Kinyan in Tolu. If we say that Tophis is odd, not because of Tophis by itself, but because of Asle Machmosis Purte, Machmosis Purte, plus Tophis, then we can understand the equation between crying and tears. But if the Tophis by odd is based upon Tophis by itself, not because of the combination of Ozle Machmosi Purte and Tophis. Tophis by itself, so how can you equate Kinyan with Kwai? So Bishlim with Gabikin, all right, so you can say that the fact that Tophis was, that is also it. But really, because Kiyoni, what is a Kinyan? What is a Kinyan? A Kinyan in a general way means an exercise of belief. But Mashiach HaPoye Mishire, so Shimora learns it out from the Pesach Shimora in Chazor. She sits from Yeramise, Dobar Anik from Yad Yad. In other words, there is a change of possession, Yameshi. So, a change of possession, Yamahia, it's an exercise of dominion now. I mean, you exercise possession, you exercise dominion. And Jesus Mishire also. So he could say, the fact that he stops in the brain, he holds it. It's also an exercise of possession, you know. But Ligabi Klein saw exercise of the mean doesn't mean a thing. It's only Milochet. So if Yamani go out, then it's considered Milochet. But if it's not, Ozla Machmosi Pulte, so what's the Yiches, what's the significance of talking about? Says that the Taraya seems the Gemara makes an equation between Klein and Kiyan. So Taraya, that the Tophis Beyodi is not based upon the Tophis Bey by itself, but upon the two elements of Tophis Machmosis Porte plus Tophis. So mainly we can make an equation between crying and empty. So we can talk about the Mahmoud, 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 we can talk about the Mahmoud. So that's only a raya. This raya is only a raya that when the Gemara says Tophis Brocha Fodim Tophis Bey, it's not on the basis of Tophis alone, but Brocha Fodim Tophis Bey on the basis of the combination of Asle Machmos Porte and Tophis. But what does Tophis Bey mean? Whether Tophis Bey means Tophis Nisira or Tophis in the Behema? That's another question. So that takes is deduced because the more mentioned stuff is in the series. So it's right here, talking about all some instances here. But then Taisen discussed another question. When whatever tapas means, whether it means tapas misira, it means tapas vivene, does it mean that it's odi on the basis of the tapas element alone, or on the basis of yuma mani godi? So this is Teisa Shiva, that the whole Shaila Yilmar with a Rochel Mokemani, assuming that Rochel by itself is getting his money back, or the money by itself is certainly getting. So whether Rochel the Mokemani, so when the two come together, it's kin or not, so that's his Sophie. So the Sophie key is only in connection with the effectiveness of the key in a form. So then there is a machine key in regard to the question of music. So So as long as Ochel by itself is Kene, Mani by itself is Kene, so maybe even when the two come together, so each one is a more. But Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite is just the reverse. Rashi Shite is just the reverse. So according to Rashi, so Abraham, if we say that Ochel be mocking Mani, the Tzochov Shalut by itself is a Kinyan, and Mani by itself is certainly a Kinyan. Then we have to say the Tzochov together with Mani is also affected by the Kinyan. Is also affected by the Kinyan. Because if Tzochov together with Mani would not be affected by the Kinyan, so the Mani, according to Rashi, wouldn't be affected either, because that's Rashi Shita that Ches Omedaleh. So the whole Shaila is, the whole Shaila in the mother was whether Ochel Mokim Manik. So whether who is the Mosek, whether the Ochel is the Mosek,